much sense. For example, I'll show you how it'll appear.
I'd love to type up this main script.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't you really enjoy that?
Well, it's going to be a weird one.
I've typed up two or three novels for different ones, and I just got the biggest kick out of them.
Up in them, huh?
There was a captain's wife here during the war that had grown up on a sheep ranch down in Texas, and she wrote one about the golden hoofs, and it got a nice review in a Chicago paper and was published. And then there was a Baptist preacher that thought he could write more than he could. He sent two off for publication. I don't know that he ever got either one really published.
Here, honey, I'll help you.
For instance, this is the way it would appear.
How many used it?
No, this is the number on the tape. This won't appear. This is just my check.
Grown up.
Yeah.
But Brown Ip.
That's what it looks like.
Brown Ip.
But this is the symbol for
it's
up.
It's Goodman of the
this
house.
This is O. O.
How will you ever get the manuscript fixed with those symbols on?
I think I'm going to have to do it by hand.
By hand. Oh, won't that be a tremendous chore? For symbols. Mm-hmm. You couldn't just plain type.
Mm-hmm. No. See, this is a superior U, and then I have shift signs that I use too. Mm-hmm. Here, this is an A. It's a little higher. It's not A. It's not A. Well, I'm too high there. Baptist. Mm-hmm. Baptist.
We need to send Annie to him for some phonics.
Oh, yeah.
My child at camp. She makes straight A's. She won superior in her music, and she wrote a card home about the mouse in the cabin, M-O-S-E, and she drew a picture above, because I know she knew she was misspelling it.
Perhaps you have this trouble with your girls. They'll get their mouth full, and then they'll just disappear. You say, I just calm down, take a little time, and...
Don't swallow your food, don't gulp it.
Yeah, and... Before you swallow, make sure that
chew.
Let's see, if something isn't artificial, a leather, for example, you say, this isn't artificial, this is...
Real or genuine.
Uh-huh. And if you buy something, say, in 200-pound lots, you're not buying it in small pieces, you're buying it...
You wouldn't say wholesale, bulk.
Uh-huh. And, sometimes you may gather plums and make
jelly or jam or preserves.
If you have a good friend who has two apples and you would like one of them, what would you tell him or her?
Would you divide or share?
Oh, let's say you're just very familiar with this person.
Why don't you give me one?
Uh-huh. And if he has only one and you want, he has a knife and you want this in two parts, you'd say...
Mm-hmm. How about cutting that apple in two?
Uh-huh.
Can't imagine doing it, but...
Yeah, that's a rather poor context. But what I'm interested in there
if
is...
If you had company and you want to be polite.
Yeah. Well, cut it in two, cut it half in two, divide it, divide it in two, or divide it equally, or halve it. Something is just a short distance off, you say, it's just right...
Across the street, over there.
Uh-huh. And if you're showing someone how to do something, you'd say, look, now I'd like to just have you do it
this way.
And if you don't understand something he says, you'd say,
please explain again.
Uh-huh. Or, let's say it's just a good friend and he mutters along like they're all jealous.
Well, now tell me again.
A place where fruit trees grow.
Orchard.
The center of a peach.
The pit? You mean
and a peach that where the meat sticks to the pit?
Oh, cling.
And a peach where the meat doesn't stick?
Freestone.
How about the center of a cherry?
Pit.
Center of an apple?
Core.
Any special word for dried pieces of apple?